This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Cammie McCormick. Severe weather across the country's midsection and beyond. At least five deaths are now being reported in southeastern Missouri, as Jim Crisula tells us.
Severe storms, including suspected tornadoes, have caused widespread damage across the Midwest and Mid-South. Mary Miller's farmhouse was heavily damaged near Pleasantville, Iowa.
It got close. We could see that there was actually stuff in the clouds spinning, and at that point, it just felt really strange all of a sudden, and we ran downstairs and then looked at our basement window. We could just see everything flying everywhere.
Multiple fatalities and injuries are being reported in Bollinger County, Missouri, about an hour south of St. Louis. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
In Chicago, a high-rise fire has claimed the life of a firefighter. It happened on the north side. Officials don't know yet what caused it. Mayor Lori Lightfoot.
Firemen, like police officers, run towards danger when the rest of us run in the other direction. We can never forget that. And we shouldn't forget the sacrifice that they make every single day.
Three other firefighters were injured. North Carolina Representative Tricia Gotham says she's switching parties.
The party that best represents me and my principles and what's best for North Carolina is the Republican Party.
Her move will give Republicans 72 seats in the House, the exact number needed to override any vetoes from Democratic Governor Roy Cooper. A man with a hatchet attacked a daycare center in Brazil today, killing four children and wounding at least five others. Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Brussels today welcomed Finland's membership in the alliance.
Finland is now our 31st ally. With this step, Finland is safer, NATO is stronger.
Former CBS News correspondent Bill Lynch has died after a long career here at the network. Here's correspondent Steve Kathan.
Bill Lynch did it all.
Good morning, Bill Lynch with the CBS World News Roundup.
He anchored the historic World News Roundup from the mid-1980s through the 1990s. In Washington, he covered the Pentagon and the State Department and politics, campaigns, and conventions.
CBS News. I'm Bill Lynch at the Kennedy Space Center.
His booming voice and punchy writing style set him apart. He read and knew so much about so many issues and so many places. Bill Lynch was an influence on me and so many others who aimed to do what he could do. Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Lynch was 77. He died in Lawrence, Kansas, surrounded by his family. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
My spaniel Sailor arrives each afternoon for his walk in the steep woods. And usually in the spring, we return with plenty of tales of spotted white-tailed deer and a stream-soaked coat of wet hair. Eden Pure Thunderstorm's air purifier that uses proven oxy technology to the rescue. I plug the compact unit into the wall and let Sailor relax in the freshening air. And the unit comes with a 6-foot USB cord for when we travel. There are over 300,000 units already sold. There are no filters to buy over and over again. Right now, you can save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack for whole home protection. You get three units for under $200 for the kitchen, the basement, the fireplace room, the mudroom, anywhere you need clean-smelling air. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in discount code John, J-O-H-N, to save $200. That's EdenPureDeals.com, discount code John. Shipping is free.
Pope Francis is getting candid with Generation Z, as Monica Ricks reports.
The Pope Answers is a new Spanish documentary that debuts today on Hulu and features meetings between Pope Francis and 10 young adults in Rome. Their conversations were filmed last summer, and they go deep, covering everything from sexual abuse within the Catholic Church, their experiences with religion, sexuality, mental health, and controversial issues like abortion. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
FedEx is the latest corporation to announce a massive cost-cutting plan, $4 billion worth. The package delivery company says it will now combine its ground, air, and other operations next year. Expenses are rising, it says, and it's trying to maneuver around those costs. I'm Cammie McCormick, CBS News.